the application of charity has to do with applying good in a way which is governed by truth. So the most charitable thing can often be when someone's in a state of misery is bringing perspective, which may not be well received initially if the person's identity is so tied up in their misery that they can't see beyond it. It's a delicate process, and I think the only way that you can really be of assistance is through seeing our own miseries and our own tendencies and becoming more aware of those, and then there might be some chance of being able to enter into a dialogue with somebody else in a way which can at least lead one or two steps out of it. One of the things that struck me about this particular passage was this theme of the neighbor, and particularly this passage from Matthew, as you know, it's come up a few times over the last 6 months or so. And of course, the neighbor in the highest sense is the Lord. And the Lord in this story is on one level illustrated by Joseph, who is in misery in the sense that the Lord's desire is for the salvation of the human race. When what is of the Lord is in the mind and is assailed by what is of a proprial nature, then the things of the Lord are the things that are in misery. They are the neighbor that is to be loved, right? So they need, that's what hungers and thirsts and presents as a stranger. And so it's truths that need building up in us. Not that the Lord is miserable or anything like that, but this is talking about the Lord as he is trapped in our natural mind or is restricted in terms of bringing about our salvation because of our tendency to align ourselves with what is of a proprial nature, self-centered. And the thing about that, it talks about that mercy has to be expressed, right? So when you think about the neighbor as truth, and that truth starts to shine a light on something you hold precious, but which is not good for your spiritual development, then we probably won't react by offering mercy, an attitude of mercy towards that truth that approaches us. It will be the opposite. We will speak evil against charity as it approaches us because we can't see outside of what we identify with. So it can be flipped and the dynamic can work both ways. So it's something to just be mindful of. We are not that responsive to truth if it upsets our established ways of being, our comfortable ways of being. What is higher when it approaches the lower, which was a lesson for me a while back now, but it just came out through the whole nativity story. When what is higher is born into what is lower, it looks illegitimate from a natural perspective. It doesn't fit with how we expect it or what we expect it to be. So I was reminded of that. So.